What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, today we are going to talk about one of the Eagles fans' favorite positions in football, the linebacker spot. And I want to start talking about Reuben Foster, who is considered one of the top 10 prospects in this draft.
I think he's one of the top three.
I would agree with you, but it seems to be that his buzz is starting to project more and more that he could fall even as low as 14 to the Eagles.
Do you think that's because of the position he plays?
Potentially
because
the position.
Because I think talent-wise, when you watch the tape, and I know you've probably watched a ton of Alabama defense, as have I, because they have so many players. I think Reuben Foster is everything you want in a stacked linebacker.
And obviously, if those issues off the field are more than even you and I know on the outside,
that's
why
that,
exactly
there's no
right.
issue. But he is athletic. He's quick. He's explosive. He can blitz from the inside. He can blitz from the outside. He can cover. He can do everything you want a stacked linebacker to do in a 4-3 defense.
It seems like most teams in the NFL are looking for a lot of those rangy, athletic linebackers, and there's not enough of them in this class to go around.
And even though he's only 230 pounds, he plays physically. He plays with an edge.
Well, the one athletic, rangy linebacker that is getting some first-round buzz, the local kid from Camden, went to Temple, Hassan Reddick, has tore up every single step of the pre-draft process from the Senior Bowl to the Combine, had a great senior season,
Film's
led the country
good. In
tackles for loss. Outstanding. But do you have to make a projection?
The
because he did
change.
Play defensive end. Now you're asking him to play inside as a stand-up linebacker. What did you see when you watched Reddick that makes you think he could make that jump?
Well, first of all, he's one of those guys that just you immediately notice the explosive athletic movement. He looks a little different. Just the way he moves. Now, again, great point. Whenever there's a position change, there's another layer of learning that's involved. So you're not only going from college football to the NFL, which has its own set of layers of learning, but now you're asking a guy to make a position change. That may cause some people pause as far as where they draft him, but I think when you look at the physical and athletic traits, now you have to get to know the kid, which obviously I don't get to do, but when you just look at the tape and you see the movement, I mean, his ability, obviously you can still use him to rush the pass. See, that's the other thing. He gives you value as a pass rusher in sub-packages. And as a linebacker, I don't know how you feel. I think he could play any linebacker position in a 3-4 or a 4-3. I really do.
Yep, I agree.
So I think there's athletic ability and physical traits that not a lot of players have at that position.
Yeah, and he will bring special teams value as well and his ability to cover. Remember, started his career as a walk-on corner.
Backside.
Oh, yeah. He's an outstanding athlete for the position. But when you talk about the linebacker spot in general, athleticism is important, but a lot of people want those instincts, that ability to key and diagnose, to be able to anticipate what's happening. And a player that really stood out to me in that realm was Anthony Walker from Northwestern. And you talk about some of these other players that maybe have more athletic traits than Walker. I think from the mental side, he makes up for it.
And I would agree with that. I mean, I think, and you and I actually had this conversation a couple of days ago, and I mentioned to you that, you know, there was something about him watching him I didn't love, but you can't get around the fact that his play recognition, which is really the term I tend to use more for instincts, his play recognition was phenomenal, and his ability to see things right away is really, really good. Then you have to weigh that, and teams will look at that differently. As you know, you weigh that versus the fact that he's not quite the athlete with his length, his range, his movement. Not that he's slow, he's not a plotter, but he's not quite the athlete you'd like to have as a stacked player. Certainly when you compare him to someone like Zach Cunningham, who's almost 6'4", 233 pounds, he can probably get to 245 and probably not lose any of his athleticism. And I watched him, and I thought that maybe down the road there's elements of Derek Johnson in his game, who played for a long time in Kansas City and was an all-pro.
And that's why I wanted to ask you about not just Cunningham, but you look at Jarrad Davis, you look at Jalen Reeves-Maybin, three linebackers from the SEC where the athletic traits are definitely ahead of a guy like Anthony Walker, but maybe they don't always see things as quickly.
No.
So how do you weigh that if you're as an evaluator and projecting them to the league?
That's hard because I'm not sure you can teach play recognition. I mean, can you go over it on the board and in practice and say, hey, when you see the guard pull, you know, then you got to do this. Or if you see the offensive line, hey, Matt Millen would always tell me that the offensive linemen, they're too big. They can't fool you. The smaller, quicker guys can fool you, but offensive linemen can't fool you. So, you know, now you get into keying and diagnosing. Can you teach that? Yes. but some guys just have it. It's natural the way they see things. That's true in any sport. It's why some guys are better than others, even though they might not be as athletic. So that now it comes down to personal choice.
That last aspect that I want to hit on at this position is size. And we've seen over the last few years a number of really undersized linebackers come into the league and become very productive players. You look back at Levante David coming out of Nebraska.
Bobby Wagner.
You look at Telvin Smith from Florida State going to Jacksonville. Yeah. When you see some of these undersized players, and you look in this class, there's Jalen Reeves-Maven for sure, but a Jayon Brown from UCLA is a player that I'm a big fan of as well.
Kind of grew on me because I watched a lot of games.
And when you look at that size, though, how much does that impact the evaluation?
Well, again, now you get down to style of defense a team plays, okay? And maybe it may be the division you're in. I mean, if you're in a division where, let's say, you're going to face some power run games, you know, maybe Brown from UCLA is not your guy. But if you don't need your stacked backers, hey, look what happened with Deion Jones last year in Atlanta. Deion Jones weighed 222 at the combine. I don't know what he weighed during the season. So let's say he got up to 225. But he was a starting linebacker, stacked linebacker in a base 4-3 defense, did not come off the field.
And one of the best players on a team that went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So certainly it was something that worked for
Atlanta.
So
you can do that. I mean, again, just saying that Jayon Brown, and I guess he was 230 at the combine on film, he looks like he's about 190. But whatever he is, he's a smaller linebacker. But that doesn't automatically preclude him from being a starting stacked linebacker in the NFL.
Some talent at the top and some versatile options throughout the course of this draft class. A very interesting group of linebackers in the 2017 NFL Draft. And stay tuned for more right here inside the film room with myself and Greg Cosell as we continue breaking down the top prospects on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.